Well, in the current debate over citizenship, we've heard a lot lately that citizenship is a privilege, and there's no doubt it is. But what are the rights of citizens, particularly the right of an Australian child to stay in close contact with both parents? Australia has signed up to protecting this right in law via the Convention on the Rights of the Child, but it's a right that can be lost if one of the child's parents is a foreign national on a temporary visa. Peter Mayers has been looking at this issue for the Law Report.
Temporary migration is on the rise in Australia. At last count, there were more than 650,000 international students, 457 visa workers and working holiday makers in the country. So we shouldn't be surprised that sometimes one of these temporary migrants ends up in bed with an Australian, and that, on occasion, such liaisons produce a baby. If all goes well with the relationship, the couple can apply for a partner visa, and the entire family will live happily ever after as permanent residents or Australian citizens. But if the relationship goes pear-shaped, things are different. The baby is automatically a citizen. But when the foreign parent's temporary visa runs out, it can be difficult to stay in Australia. Bruce Wells is Principal Solicitor at Brisbane's Refugee and Immigration Legal Service.
Well, if they're not in a continuing relationship with the other parent of the child, their only options are through Australia's skilled migration visa programs. So there's no way that they can rely on the family relationship in order to achieve a visa outcome.
So the fact that they have a child who is an Australian citizen isn't enough to provide a pathway to permanent residency?
No, it's not. Not on its own.
The lack of a clear visa pathway for the foreign parents of Australian citizen children results in some perverse legal contortions. Often, the only way the parent can remain in Australia is if the immigration minister personally intervenes to grant a visa in the public interest. But getting the minister's attention is no quick or easy matter.
You find a visa that you can validly apply for. You make an application. That application will usually be refused. Then you seek review of that decision through the Merits Review Tribunals, the Migration Review Tribunal or the Refugee Review Tribunal. And then after a tribunal has looked at it, you can then seek the intervention of the minister.
Once the tribunal has knocked you back.
That's right.
So you have to jump through every legal hoop and be knocked back at every stage before the minister will consider your case.
Yeah, and they're considerable hoops. I mean, there are substantial application fees for visas. Processing times vary, but they're usually in the order of months. Review at tribunals takes many more months. So before it even gets to the minister, usually a year would have passed with the person just going through the visa application pathway.
And then how long might it take for the minister to consider the case?
Again, it's a non-compellable power, so it can take as long as the minister considers appropriate, and it's not unusual for it to take many years.
Migration lawyer Karina Ford is advising an increasing number of foreign parents on temporary visas who want to stay in Australia with their Australian children. She thinks the current system for dealing with such cases is too slow and complex, given that the fundamental rights of children are at stake.
I don't see how it can ever benefit a child to not have both parents nearby unless there's reasons determined by the family court that it's not appropriate. I would also say that I guess our migration program is growing the more people, so clearly the amount of cases that are with the minister are probably far greater now than they were when that power was introduced. There has to be an easier way and a more effective way to manage these cases.
That's Melbourne immigration lawyer Karina Ford ending that report from Peter Mayers, and you can hear Peter's full report on foreign parents, Australian children and the right to stay on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.